Hey guys, it's podcast The Duck Show, and Nazar is here with you. Today I decided to tell you another story about football, about my Belgium football academy, KV Mechelen. I was really impressed by the previous episode, so I decided to do another one about other football club. It's episode number 9. Let's get it. So, new day, new story, and today, as I already said, we're gonna talk about football, we're gonna talk about my already Belgium journey, my first club in European football, my first professional academy, and there is something to talk about. So I'm already living here for 2 years, and my first day in Belgium, it was 18th March, one day after my birthday. I came up to Belgium Academy, I came up just to Mechelen City, and I had a few weeks trainings, just adaptation in new team, in new group, in new country, and everything was so interesting. I was really excited to explore Belgium as nation, Belgium's traditions and the style of football by itself. So I wake up here every day with a passion to do new things, to get to a new adventure, to find something interesting, to do something interesting, and that's unbelievable because there are so much things to do in Belgium. And the main thing in Belgium is football, I guess, because there are so much football fans, so much academies, football schools, and like the whole country, is every single person here is a football fan. Doesn't matter of what team that this fan supports or playing, they are playing football by themselves, or they're just watching football, or they come into stadiums to support their teams, or just to watch football, to have fun, to meet their friends, to drink beer, to eat some fast food. They are really a football country. That's a country that's crazy about football. So I became an academy player in the summer, like July, August, something like that, and I already had good relations with team, with almost each of the players, and we talked about their football career, and I was impressed because most of them have already been to a few top Belgium academies, it's like Bruges or Anderlecht or Ghent of Genk. So they have a huge history, they have a good experience in top academies of Belgium. And what was more unexpected for me, that there are 10 players who are playing for national team, young national team of Belgium. I was like, oh my god, I am playing in the same team as players from Belgium national team, from Red Devils. Isn't it a dream? Am I still sleeping? Is it my dream? Or where I'm being now? That's just crazy. And each training, before the training, we had music in our dressing room. We had a lot of fun, we laughed a lot, we talked about everything about the Ukraine, about Belgium, about different European football clubs, about languages, what is more impressive, because they tried to learn some Ukrainian words and they already knew a few bad words in Russian. So I guess a lot of European countries and the people there are, they have a small knowledge of bad words in Russian because it just popular all over the world. And the funniest part is that they are saying those words just as normal as regular words. What was for me, it was really funny and it was unexpected for the first time, but later they used it in the right way, let's say, but it's it sounded with a Belgian accent, with just, it sounds really funny, it sounds so full of energy, and it sounds with strange accent, with Dutch accent, so it's You have to hear it once and you're gonna laugh for a few hours just from the way they are saying those words. And let's come back to football. So I guess each training we started with a rondo. Rondo is a circle one touch play. So there are players in the form of circle and two players inside who are trying to get the ball, to take a ball, and the other players has, each of them has one touch to pass it to his teammate. And it was really one of the best warm-ups in my football history, because if you get the ball between your legs, it's just, you are done. You're done for the whole week. You're gonna be just shamed for that thing, for a whole training and then for a whole week. And those rondos were full of energy because coaches often joined us and our coach played together, and that filled the team. The preparation for training with energy, it just created the atmosphere of real football, authentic football, and it made us the unique team, what was the most important. Because everything, every exercise we made together, we did the warm up together, and like there is normally one person who come up in the circle, in the middle of the circle, and showed us the exercises to warm up, and we did it together. And sometimes it became more interesting because normally we have to count to 10, and a few times we did it because there are a lot of international players there. There were players from Albania, there were players from Bosnia and Herzegovina, from Slovakia, from China, and me as Ukrainian player. There were also Morocco players. What made it really international team, a really professional academy, because there are different nations, there are different mindsets. And also the language plays a big role inside the team, because most of the players, they're still living in Brussels and they speak normally in their daily life, they speak French, and the other, let's say, part of the team speaks Dutch. Or there were a few players who spoke only English, so, and also they spoke to me in English at like the first 9-10 months there. I I was learning Dutch, but I wasn't perfect in it. I wasn't that fluent in Dutch, so it was easier for me to connect, to help my teammates in English, because most of them they understand English, so it made it easier and it made it simpler to communicate. And I want to tell you another interesting thing in training process by itself, because there were a lot of exercises where we had to do different things against each other, or to do it as fast as possible, and that made it really fire. It became sometimes so emotional that the players who are so good friends outside of the field became the biggest enemies to each other during that exercise. But it wasn't really a matter, because just within a few moments they are friends, they are back to teammates. But still, that fire in their eyes, that mindset that just wanted to win every ball, to win every small game, doesn't matter, is it your teammate, is it your opponent, doesn't really matter for them. They are fighting against everyone. And most of the time it's fighting against the referees. They never agreed with the referee if something was against them. That made me also crazy, that made me nervous each game, because in my past time we understood just the thing that you cannot go against referee, and it's normal for referee to be against your team, to support the other team and not to make it justice, just to create a house on the field. And in Ukraine it was pretty normal for us just to do, let's say, shut up and agreed with the referee and his just dumb decisions and the most dumbest, let's say, yellow cards or red cards. We were just agreed with that. And here it's fully different situation. They become shouting against the referee. They're running against him and beginning just to discuss each moment, each second, and they are too emotional. So I get the most the biggest number of card that they get was just for disagreement with the referee, for their emotions, for their aggression. So I can surely tell you that that's a football country, that the country who can compare in football vibes with Brazil, I guess. So normally we trained 4 times a week, and after training session on Monday we had gym session, just for our balance, for our strength. And sometimes I stayed for extra exercises, to do explosive exercises, to do more core, or to work on my legs. So we had really juicy schedule for every week. And of course we had the match, football game, every Saturday or Sunday. It wasn't really matter. So we had Monday training, Tuesday training, and then Thursday and the Friday. And the Friday training was as for me, it was the most interesting, the most special one, because normally it's the preparation training before the match. So the thing is, before the training, our coach analyzed the tactics of our opponents, and during the training he tried to recreate their tactics and tried to create like the few moments, the few game moments to play against that tactics. And I can tell you surely that it worked, it helped really a lot for the players. And we saw like during the game that we just trained that tactic, that few passes, and it worked on Sunday, and our coach was really happy about it. And but most of the players, they really didn't like it, because you have just to stay on the same position for half hour, just listening to a coach and doing pretty not much work, because they have fire in their eyes just to play with the ball, to give passes, to run a lot, to dribble, to score goals. And here you have to stay in the same place and just to listen to your coach about tactics and the things. And most of the players, they didn't really like it. And then after the tactic exercise, we had the small games, the small matches, like 5 against 5 in the penalty area. And it was full of energy, it was full of drive and intensity, and the coach made it really amazing, because we had like 5 minutes to play team against team, and then we switched for a small break, like for waiting for other two teams to play. And after that, the losing team had to grab all the stuff and bring it to the container and to fill the water and just to do all that stuff that no one really liked to do. That's why most of them, they gave their 200% on that small game, just not to do that stuff. And normally it was like the last exercise before the ending, and most of the players really, they felt themselves so tired, they felt really like we have no more energy to do anything today, so they just slowly leaving the field after the exercise. So the training is done and they are really slowly with talking to each other, they leave the field, went to the dressing room, took a shower. Also there were a lot of music, there were a lot of dancing, they're just, that's professional football academy. And on the field they did the really a lot of work, they did hard work, the running exercises, they were just crazy for everyone. We had to run each training. Sometimes it was a long distance run, sometimes it was like 10-meter sprint, but still, during the matches, they becoming beasts. They're becoming crazy. They have fire in their eyes, in their head, and their legs are just like a part thing from the body. They are running as fast as possible with their 100%, and I see that in their eyes, they are ready to die for every ball, for every goal. And we were celebrating each goal, even if it's like 6-0 for us, or if it's even if we scored just one goal in the match and we get like 4 goals inside our goal, it wasn't really matter. The mindset here is totally different from the Ukrainian one, because here the most important the goal that you scored and your tactics and all the tasks that you were asked to do on a field. If you did them good, there's nothing to talk about losing the match or getting goals inside. It doesn't matter. What really matter is that how did you play that match. And I really fell in love with that mindset, with that type of thinking, with just the coach's vision of the field, vision of every player's game. So he knew every single player and his soul, and he what each player was thinking about. And I was just crazy about it, because I saw it and I realized that they are more than just a football team. For me, they were the best times until now in my football career. I loved that football, I loved the team, I loved that mentality, and everything what I felt with them was amazing. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for their experience, for all the things that they taught me about football, and they opened my eyes to European football, European strategy, and European passion. I guess that's a good note to end my episode about Kaveh Mechelen Academy. Top academy, top players, top coaches. It was episode number 9. I hope you liked it, you liked my story, and if you want to add something, just write a comment below. Also, follow this podcast, subscribe to our Instagram that I left below. Today was Nazari here. It was amazing experience. Thanks you. And be ready for a new episode, because something big and something interesting is coming up. Love you everyone, and see you in episode 10 next week. Ciao, ciao. Thank you.